12 minutes in front of 5 o'clock at Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Lisa Dent will be back tomorrow. Okay, let's cut the cord together, huh? You want to lower your bill, your internet or cable bill? On the phone line now are George Kontos and Christopher Maciejczyk. They are the co-founders of Marshmallow Streaming. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
All right. I'm going to call you out so we don't talk at the same time, but let's start with George. What the heck is Marshmallow Streaming?
Yeah, good question. So the best way to describe, you know, who we are and what we do is really to go back to how we got started. Back in 2018, I was over at my in-laws' house, and they were complaining about their cable bills. They were paying about $240 a month to Comcast for internet and cable TV, and they had a landline they didn't even want anymore. And I was shocked. I didn't realize that a cable bill could get that high.
That's what I pay.
At the time I had been a cable customer, or sorry, a Comcast customer for almost 10 years. And every year I would go over my bill. I would remove all the rental equipment. I'd remove all the services I didn't want and, you know, save as much money as possible. So I was like, you know, Dan, you could, talking to my father-in-law, I was like, you could cut the cord, so to speak, and I can set you up with streaming services, and you'll have all your favorite channels, DVR capabilities, and it's going to cost you $100 a month, and it's going to pay itself back. The upfront cost is going to pay itself back in less than 6 months.
Okay, Chris, so I'm your guinea pig here. I'm your client, and I go to your website, which I did this week, and I put in, you know, information, what I pay, which is about $250 or $240 a month, and then I set up a consultation. You call me, and you walk me through it, or what is it that happens next?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much that simple. We kind of go through the entire cord cutting process with you. You know, obviously, you're going to be streaming everything, so we want to make sure that your home Wi-Fi is nice and strong. We also kind of help you point you in the right direction. It's like, how much speed do you need? Do you need 600 megabits? Do you need 100 megabits? You know, where we're trying to, you know, save you as much money as we can. And then we walk you through the process of trying to replace cable.
No, that's okay. I want to cover a lot of ground here because I'm very excited about this. So do you ask me what I watch and then you tell me what services are good for me? Is that part of your service?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much the second part. You know, you tell us the channels you like, and we point you in the right direction. And then, like I said, then we help you through the full switch.
How old are you guys?
We're both in our 30s.
Okay, yeah, and I'm 59, and I think you were made for me and people my age. I get that. It's because we know we're supposed to do it. We know we'd be better off doing it, but just the idea of gathering the information and figuring out if it's Roku or YouTube Plus or whatever, it's just, you know, sort of daunting. And George, I think people don't do it, and that's why you guys would be a pretty good service. How's business?
We've been very busy so far, especially, you know, when kind of COVID happened in like 2020 there, we didn't know what would happen because most of our service was, you know, it's going into the home and doing the installs and taking care of our customers firsthand. But then people all of a sudden needed better home Wi-Fi for working from home and virtual learning. So we grew quite a bit during that time, and then we've just been taking off since then, especially with cable TV prices and rental equipment and all that stuff going up and up. The streaming alternatives are just so much better for people's budgets these days.
So what's typical, Chris? People would switch to just an internet. I mean, is the Roku box? Is it YouTube Plus? Or what do you find is a typical way that people go?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, generally, you know, even though Comcast might charge you a little bit extra for the cable, their internet service is still pretty solid. And we generally keep our customers with Xfinity. They kind of give us the flexibility to install your own modem so you're not renting equipment every month, which saves you a couple dollars. Yeah, I mean, we just kind of direct you through the process. We'll help you pick out, you know, which, if you need a Roku, if you want an Apple TV, what's the difference between all of them. And then, like I said, we help you get the actual streaming service, like you said, YouTube TV or Hulu. Or any of those live TV streaming services.
And so if you're going to do streaming TV, though, all your TVs in the house need to be smart TVs, right?
Not actually true. Okay. That's what the Rokus are for. We actually prefer using an actual, we call it a dedicated streaming device, where you actually do have a Roku or a Fire Stick or an Apple TV, just because we find that, you know, the overall experience is better for our customers. They work a little bit better because that's what they're designed to do.
It's, you know, it's fascinating because my wife and I have been talking about it, and most of what we watch is streaming anyway. And, you know, if you stop and are conscious of what TV channels you actually watch, it's not that many, you know. I mean, I watch Cubs baseball, I watch Big East basketball, I watch WGN TV in the mornings for the news and things like that. But I probably in a week don't watch more than, well, I'm sure I don't watch more than five channels.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the nice thing about these streaming services is that they've really distilled it down to the channels that you really want to watch. You don't get like 1,000 channels where, you know, 3/4 of them are, you know, garbage.
Do you guys just pinch each other and say, man, we've stumbled upon a gold mine here?
We're pretty happy with the success we've achieved. And yeah, we're happy with it. I mean, we really enjoy it too. So, and that's what keeps us going at it.
Well, it's a business. So you know, you get to make money. You're entitled to that. How much is it going to cost me?
It all depends. So we basically help you find the right streaming devices based on, you know, what you're looking to do and how many TVs. So, you know, the square footage of the home, number of floors, and then what type of devices you want to go with. So, typically your average install will be anywhere between like $500 to $800 in upfront costs. But on average, our customers save over 50% on their monthly bills with a payback period of anywhere between 6 to 8 months on average.
I'm sorry, I missed that figure. What's the typical figure?
So typically our customers on average are saving around 50% on their monthly bill.
No, but what are they paying up front?
Up front average between about $500 to $800 upfront
okay.
costs.
Yeah, and if you're saving 50% in your bill and I'm spending $250, it's just a matter of months before I make that up.
Right. On average, our customers pay that back in about 7 to 8 months.
And what has been the response? And this sounds like a commercial, and I don't really mean to give you guys a commercial, though I'm happy to. Do you have many other people who do services like this?
So as far as we know, Steve, we have no direct competitors that do what we do from the cord-cutting standpoint. There's certainly other companies that put in home Wi-Fi, install TVs and audio and video and stuff, but as far as how we make that switchover happen, we remove and return the rental equipment and really deal with the cable companies so our customers don't have to. Like, we call the companies and cancel the services, negotiate better rates, kind of take all that off of our customers because they don't want to deal with those companies anymore so they can work with us directly.
Do the old ladies kiss you on the lips when you're done with them?
Not yet. That hasn't happened. Chris, I can't speak for you.
Chris, nothing, huh?
I'm getting married in about a week, so I'm just going to keep that to myself.
Oh, those are kisses of fondness and great relief. That's all that is. Okay, so it's called Marshmallow Streaming. Where'd Marshmallow come from?
You know, no one's ever actually asked us that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. We get that all the time. My wife actually came up with the name. So based on the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment, these researchers would give these students a marshmallow, and they'd say, all right, you can eat this now, or we're going to leave the room and come back in 15 minutes, and if you haven't eaten it yet, you'll get 3 marshmallows. And so they were training the students on delayed gratification to show that when they learn that at a young age, they do much better in school and sports and their careers, relationships, you name it, as opposed to always used to instant gratification. And it was perfect for what we do because from day one till this day, when we generate our quotes for our customers, we show them, all right, here's what you're currently paying. Here's what your new monthly bill would be. Here's the upfront cost, but then here's the payback period and your monthly savings. So we give them that whole financial summary so they can make the best decision possible.
Marshmallow Streaming. All right, guys, listen, it was great to talk to you. I wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You bet.